This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana doctors and hospitals are reporting a worse flu season this year in Montana. Numbers of influenza cases and hospitalizations are up nationwide this year, and more people in Montana have contracted influenza this flu season, too. Dr. Tom Strizich, a healthcare provider in Helena, said that while other illnesses like respiratory syncytial virus, pertussis, and human metapneumovirus are going around, they're not as common as influenza this season. Dr. Strizich said, "This is the worst influenza season that I've personally seen in 25 years since the swine flu pandemic." But along with influenza and RSV, swine flu is what doctors at St. Peter's Health Hospital in Helena are seeing. Dr. Robert Smith said, "Influenza A mainly, when we take a look at it a little more in depth, it's the 2009 H1N1 twin flu strain." Smith says that that strain of flu is not just getting people sick, it's sending more people to the hospital than in typical flu seasons. Dr. Smith said, "We're getting about 1 to 2 hospitalizations a day, which makes up about 15% of our hospital load." The flu can lead to other health issues, and that's something doctors are seeing in kids this flu season. Dr. Strizich said, "We're seeing a lot of secondary bacterial infections, in particular like pneumonia. We're doing x-rays, we're diagnosing pneumonia quite a bit." Doctors Strizich and Smith said that the best thing people can do to protect themselves from getting sick is to get the flu shot. Getting the flu shot does not necessarily prevent the flu, but it can help mitigate an infection. Dr. Strizich said that with people that get the flu shot and still get the flu, that illness might be much more mild. Carroll College in Helena will begin offering a cybersecurity undergraduate major degree program this fall. Carroll's new cybersecurity bachelor's program will teach how to assess threats to online privacy, security, and safety, and how to protect digital assets. The major will be offered through a hybrid model with 6 online courses with an organization that provides career-focused academic programs to more than 100 higher education institutions. Ted Wendt, the chair of Carroll's Mathematics, Engineering, Computer Science, and Physics Department, says, "This field will help address the national and global shortage of professionals. The program gives an opportunity for Montana kids to go to school in Montana and then to find careers that'll allow them to stay in Montana. Many of these careers are ones that can be done remotely, largely off-site." The technology and cybersecurity industry estimates that the sector is set to grow more than 30% by 2031. There are currently more than 1,000 jobs in Montana in the computer technology cybersecurity sector. The Montana State University Bobcat women's basketball team won the Big Sky Conference Championship in dramatic fashion last Wednesday, qualifying the team for the NCAA March Madness tournament as the number one seed. Mara Dykstra's buzzer beater sent the Cats to the big dance. Dykstra tipped in her own missed shot as the buzzer sounded, boosting Montana State to a Big Sky championship with a 58-57 win over the cross-state rival University of Montana Grizzlies. Dykstra's basket and the win it clinched put an exclamation point on the greatest season in Bobcat women's basketball history. Montana State won the league regular season title, then became the first team in Big Sky tournament history to post 2 wins by margins of more than 30 points. The Cats advanced to the NCAA tournament for the 4th time in program history and the 3rd time in the last 8 seasons. The MSU team also boasts Big Sky Player of the Year senior guard Esmeralda Morales, who also won tournament MVP honors. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.